Exercise 3. Those who have studied the ways of ants tell us strange things about their social life. Just as in ancient days, men kept slaves to work for them, so some ants raid the homes of other ants and, making them captives, bring them back to their own nests and compel them to work for their captors. Ants, indeed, are by no means the only inhabitants of ants' nests. We are told that several hundreds of other small creatures, such as beetles and crickets, make their homes with ants. Some of these creatures are useful to the ants, cleaning up the nests and doing other duties, while others seem to be mere boarders, doing nothing for their keep. Why the ants allow these mere boarders to stay, no one knows. Is it sheer good nature, or is it the feudal spirit of keeping a large group of servants?